All right, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. That was Symptom of the Universe, the old Black Sabbath tune, done by Chosen by Fate, who are going to be doing a live set for us at the end of next month. But without further ado, we have the Kenny Hill Group here in the studio getting ready to do a live set for us. How you guys doing?
Doing well, sir. Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to be here.
All right, thank you. My pleasure as well. Looking forward to it. All right. What do you have to start out?
Well, we've got a lot of things on the menu for this evening. We're going to start with something we like to call, we're going to start large, sort of, start small and then go large. It's called Holiday Feast. Holiday Feast.
Okay.
And interesting little song. It started out being called Jam Sandwich. Then it evolved into Sunday Dinner, and now it's Holiday Feast.
It just got bigger and bigger.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we're going to try that for you tonight.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You are hearing the Kenny Hill Group. Holy you know what. Whoa.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking forward to this. How are you going to follow up that?
Oh, ow, I don't know.
I'm sure you'll figure out something, right?
Huh? Yes.
Wow.
Just scratching the surface.
Wow.
Like we're really glad you guys are digging it, definitely. Hopefully the listening audience is digging it as well.
Oh, heck yeah. You know, one of the things that I miss about rock radio nowadays, you had, that was more groove and more soul and more lead in that one song than you probably hear for like 3 hours.
Oh, right
on commercial radio.
Thank you so much, man. Scott, that's great, man. We appreciate that. Yes, sir. We work really hard at what we do, and we really try and hold a very high standard to what we try and do, and when people seem to get what it is we're trying to do, it's really, really cool.
We dig it, man.
Thank you. And could I just go ahead and give a shout out real quick? I got about 100,000 people listening right now.
Go for it, buddy.
The largest listening audience probably in WHFR history at this moment. And so I want to give a shout out to, this is a, first of all, a bunch of my students, Peggy, Brent, Mark H., Danny Nichols, Benji, Vern, Adams, Kayla, Zach, Griffin, Joey, Milan, Jaden, Elijah, Erica, Anthony J, Drake, Matthew T, Alex K, Nicole, Connor Nichols, Christy Tilson, Alan, Chelsea, and I think I got everyone. If I forgot any of you guys,
Are you sure now?
And all the wonderful people at Cameron's Music.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Cameron's Music, of course, where I do teach and have a wonderful time there. Let me go ahead and say hi to my boss, Mr. Ken Cameron, and all our associates and peers there, Mr. Joe Johnson, Emily Johnston, Vivian Cameron as well, and it's such a pleasure to work with those fine folks there, and I hope they're listening And
all of our friends and fans.
Yeah, not just our friends, family. Want to give it say hello to my kids, Kara, Christy, and Kenny Jr. And I need to get him in here. You'll dig my son's band, Nature's Garbage. If you guys are into Nature's Garbage.
And great band.
Making a lot of waves.
Very cool.
He's
very
also cool a student band. Down at downtown at Wayne State. And very involved in a lot of social issues and activists and things like that. Awesome. And I want to say hello to my lovely wife, Carrie, of course. And if anyone else wants to say hello to their family and friends, they can do so. Now, I guess, I've exhausted my moment.
Go for it. Yeah, now, your son, is that the one I met at the gym?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, yes. Yep, I remember him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. No, definitely, we'll have to get him on, and I'm sure if he's even half as good as you are, then he'd be excellent.
Oh, you're too kind. Thanks, Scott. No, he's great. He's building himself an excellent reputation around town, and so much to talk about. So we talked about everybody else. Let's talk about us for a minute.
Sure, go for it.
So we've got a single that is now available. It's called Burning Bridges. Mm-hmm. And well, it's actually called Bridges Burning, and you can find that on Amazon, iTunes, any place where you buy music, and
Spotify,
all that sort of thing.
Spotify, iCloud.
All that stuff. Any place that you find music online, you can find us.
Okay.
And we have a show this Sunday coming up at the Crowfoot, the Rock Fest. We're very excited to be back at. Well, actually, first time this group is actually going to be at the Crowfoot, so we're real excited about that.
We're
going to
start
lineup.
On the beginnings of a recording of the video for Burning Bridges.
Video productions begin on Sunday as well for the single, and we're hitting the stage about 6:30 on Sunday, so if you're in the Pontiac area and you want to see a show, great live show, hopefully a great live show.
You can listen to us here and come out Sunday.
Yeah, if you like what you hear, you can hear the live presentation and actually get the visual as well.
Sounds good. Yes, sounds sir. Great. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Let's do another one. What would you gentlemen like to do? Let's do something... you want to let it rip and we'll go with the
grind
survive. Oh, let's do, okay. Yeah. We're going to do one more instrumental and then we're going to do some vocal stuff.
Okay.
So this one's kind of heavy. you guys dig heavy stuff.
Kinda. I like it already.
For us, kinda relatively heavy. Speaking, it's kind of heavy. Yeah. So this is called Grind.
All right.
Grind. We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with the Kenny Hill Group. Grind. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes. All right, hope you guys dug that. Little bit heavier than the last piece we did.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. We're somewhat eclectic in the truest sense, I think.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. Sure. So is there like a full length coming up in the near future? Or?
Yes, there is certainly a full length coming up in the near future. We're in the studio right now at the Sound Shop with Mr.
Kevin Wesley Williams.
And just doing a wonderful job out there. Really, really digging the environment and digging the...
amazing job.
Great stuff that's happening out there. We are due back out there on the 13th, I believe, of this month and working on... the next installment to the album, and we're taking a unique approach with this one. I don't really want to say how we're doing it, but the method in which we're doing it is very, very cool. And very, it's cool for us in the sense that the particular recording approach that we're doing makes it very, very low stress and allows us to focus on each song and devote full attention to each song instead of kind of dividing it up amongst 10 pieces or whatever. And there's a lot of stuff that we try and do in each one of our pieces. For me, it's hard to focus on like 10 songs. It's like, all right, I got 10 lead breaks and 10 choruses and 10, you know, just on and on and on and on. So I like to focus one at a time. And it's a very, 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 very conducive to the constructivity and creativity of the band. So we're digging it.
Okay.
Definitely digging it.
So it sounds like more like the old school approach then.
Yes.
You know, like the classic rock bands that we grew up with, they didn't sit there and take a song apart bit by bit into a million pieces.
Correct.
They would just go in and a couple of days sometimes they could have an entire album recorded.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When a band is truly prepared, I don't know if you can ever really be truly fully prepared for the studio because the studio is a completely different environment than live or even a radio station for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very unique environment, and everything is under the microscope, and we're trying to keep, obviously we're utilizing as much technology as makes sense, and as much old school technology as makes sense to make what we're doing come across as best as we can. But when it comes to most everything, I gotta say everything, I mean, if I can't nail it, or Polly can't nail it, or JJ can't nail it in like 2-3 takes, then... we're not ready.
Yeah.
Solos, whatever. It's like 2 takes, 3 top, right. And then pick the best one out of that or whatever for vocals, chorus, all that kind of stuff. It's like just nail it. That's where the energy is. Beyond that, then it just becomes, it becomes sterile.
Yeah.
And it becomes started like you're just forced and really contrived and not
starts
natural.
Feeling like a job.
Yeah, right. That's
well, it is.
We don't want that, do we?
Yeah. It definitely is a job, but we do love our work. There's no question.
That's what really sucks about music nowadays. It's overthought. It's like, okay, how can I make this song sell them gazillion records? And that's all they care about anymore.
That's exactly right. I wish I was a bit more familiar with the foreign music markets. I know that the U.S. market here in our country, for whatever reasons, is very, very corporate driven, very capital driven. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, radio stations, it's pretty much impossible to get a song played on a network radio station unless you've got a corporate sponsor behind you, name a record company or whatever. So it's really difficult, and it's really, to be quite honest, it's a matter of how much money you have. Any other business, you have to, it takes money to make money. And it's unfortunate that we have to associate money and gain with art. It almost seems like a contradiction, it is what it is, So we do what we can.
And the only ones that are making the money are the people in charge.
Correct.
Yep. Not the musicians.
Right. Correct. That is correct. And, so it's just so much. And, oh, my gosh. I mean, unfair profit margins. I mean, geez, we could have a show just talking about that. We go on and on and on. I mean, don't get me started. And for real.
Are we talking about real estate?
Oh, real estate. Well,
anything really.
How about Two words: presidential election. All right, now boy. We could talk for hours.
Tomorrow.
We'll shut that down.
So,
all right,
we're gonna do something with some vocals. Oh, I'm gonna keep this one out actually.
And what are we gonna do, Captain?
I hear peanuts. Where's peanuts coming from? Ah, my phone. There it is.
I should have told you guys about that.
Make sure you turn your phone off
before you do a live show.
It's off.
Well, JJ's down from not around 8 Mile, man. You know, and they don't turn them cell phones off down on 8 Mile, man.
About that stuff once in a while, you know.
So what is this next song that we are going to
do? This next song we're going to do, this is something we're doing down in Mississippi Delta.
No, this next song is called Survive. It's a upbeat kind of tune, and it's kind of an exciting piece, I think. It's a vocal song, so you get a chance to hear me sing. Hopefully I can do it. Oh, I'm sure we'll be fine. Let's see here.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, this song is called Survive. What's the thing that we do? We'll be right back.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with the Kenny Hill Group.
Yeah, baby.
Woo woo. Happy to be here. We are happy, happy, happy. Yeah. Happy, happy. Joy, joy. Ren and Stimpy, remember that?
That's right. Ren and Stimpy.
That's great stuff. All right.
Well, we've heard you speak for the most part, Kenny. If we could have the other two gentlemen introduce themselves.
Please do, gentlemen.
I'm Paulie Smash Cobb. I play drums, percussion, and smash things.
He likes to break a lot of stuff. Name. He breaks a lot of stuff, especially lately. I don't know what
I've already broken four sticks since we started playing.
Need to take stock in that. I'm James J.J. Johnston. I play the bass.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. So how long?
You can find the Kenny Hill Group on Facebook under facebook.com/Kenny Hill Group.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the information there for shows, how to get to our single, and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Shameless promotions. Shameless promotions. Shameless promotions. The single is available, Bridge is Burning, on Amazon and iTunes and all places electronic music is purchased and downloaded. We have a gig this Sunday at the Crowfoot Rockfest. If you're just tuning in, please, please make note. If you enjoy what you're hearing right now, come see us this Sunday at the Crowfoot.
Sunday.
In Pontiac. We go on, we hit the stage about 6:30. We are also going to be filming the video for the single Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to be in a video, in a music video, come on down and sign a waiver and we'll put you in. So, yeah, that's what we got in the immediate future.
Now that really is shameless.
It is.
A lot of other great bands playing in Rockfest.
Yeah, if you don't mind, if you know them off the top of your head, if you want to say.
One of those bands are LC Binks, which is really good friends of ours. And
very good friends.
And Inori, which I believe is played here.
Yes.
WHFR.
Yeah, about a couple of months ago. Yep, yep.
Man, there's all kinds of bands playing. My Friday Night Band. Make Your Move.
That's not Polly's Friday Night Band.
some gentlemen that go by the name Most Wanted. Charlie Block used to be in Mariner back in the day.
Mariner. Wow, yes. That is going back.
Just played with those guys a few weeks back. It was a great show. Great guys.
It's kind of interesting. A lot of those bands are like starting to come back now.
Yeah.
You know, the ones from way back then. I know. Yeah. Who is it? Seduce is coming up.
Coming up pretty soon, I think. Yeah.
November 12th at the Token Lounge. Seduce.
We're not here to promote Seduce, man.
Yeah.
Although they are all friends of ours. Dave, Chuck, Mark. What's happening, brothers?
All right, let's do another one.
Well, since the name of the show is, once again, Scott... The name of the show is called?
Motor Live Drive at 5.
And this song coming at you right now is, in fact, called The Drive.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
So we're going to talk to you afterwards the show about maybe you guys adopting this song as the theme song for the show, maybe. Let's listen to the song first, Ken. Go on.
All right. We'll be right back. All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That little ending there, that kind of reminded me a little bit of Hibernation.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember that tune, don't you?
I do.
That's always been one of my favorites, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah. When people ask me, why do I get into this really loud and heavy stuff and this noise? It's like, you don't realize back in the 70s when you go to see these concerts, I mean, they would get like really loud and aggressive.
Yeah. Very highly improvisational, too.
That yes.
was awesome about back in the day as well. They weren't most of the cats who were cats, you know, were all about the live performance and all yeah. about playing, not playing the song the same way.
Oh
every
yeah.
time. Oh yeah.
A song that would start out, it would be like 4 minutes on the record, but it would go for 15 in concert.
Yes. Oh yes. Yeah, we kind of have that sort of vibe. That's what we're trying to provocate, I guess you could say.
Very capable of extending songs for as pretty much as long as we want.
Cool. Yeah.
We try and be sensitive to the vibe of the audience, obviously. You know,
well,
if
yeah,
feel
yeah.
people are kind of getting burnt out, it's like we're not going to continue to shove it down their throat. You know
no,
I mean?
No, no. But if they're enjoying it, hey,
absolutely.
You just keep going.
If they're
eh?
Enjoying it, shove it down their throat.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we really can kind of tell. You know, you become sensitive to that whole thing. People are digging it or if they're not. You know,
yeah.
So it's important.
Cool.
And time limits.
But I'm definitely enjoying this.
Good. Cool. I'm so glad. Yes. I'm glad we yes. finally made it. I know we weren't able to make it a few weeks back due to
and
some
then,
deathly ill guy.
Yes.
Back here.
Oh, yeah.
And we're glad he is better, definitely.
Yes, yes, yes.
He looked like The Walking Dead for about 10 days.
Really?
Oh, it was rough.
I can imagine.
Bad. It was brutal.
He was telling me his temperature went up to like 108 something.
Yes.
Oh, my yeah. God. That's near death.
Yeah.
That is.
I don't even think my car runs that hot.
Yeah. I actually felt like I was dying. Like, when I went to the hospital, they're like, what's wrong? I'm like,
I'm dying.
I'm like, I don't know.
I think I'm dying.
I said, I feel like I got beat up by the Hulk.
Oh, Lord, I think I'm dying.
Yeah, it was brutal. And then they took my temperature, and they're like, oh, my God. They're like, we need to get you in here. And then they started giving me medicine and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It all worked out, though.
Oh, it good. Did, definitely. But it was rough. Like, when I would breathe, I would sound like a blowtorch. Like, I would breathe normally, and it would sound like...
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
bad.
We're going to do another song here, I think.
Anything another song.
Okay.
Is there anything else we want to talk about there, gentlemen?
Yeah, anything else? We've talked about upcoming show. Do you have any other shows besides the Crowfoot? Or?
I have another thing to say.
Yeah, go for it.
I just got married today.
What?
Whoa. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Just got married today.
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 Really?
Today.
On a Thursday. That's kind of...
I got married on a Thursday to a girl I've been with for 26 years.
What took you so long, Paul?
Well, you know.
You got to go and do paperwork, and, you know, it's a big deal.
So you guys don't rush anything, do you? You know?
Something like that, sir. Yeah. Speaking of Russian things, we need to talk about a certain jazz master I have of yours as well that's sitting waiting to be addressed. Hey?
I was just telling Alan about that. Yeah, I was wondering about that Mustang. Yeah,
Mustang. That was it. Mustang. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah, yeah, very cool piece. Someone's got some static going on there.
Not me.
Just happened. Someone unplugged something somewhere. Was that me?
Hang on a minute. It might be me.
Yeah, it's you. It's going away.
It's always Paul.
It's always.
You gotta mess with stuff all the time. Not messing around.
Is that a little better?
It's yeah, a lot it's better.
All right.
That's a lot better. Our listening
so
audience.
So many memories.
Yeah, listening audience probably appreciate that static.
Like, what is that? You guys don't know what they're doing.
It's not the static dial.
Hey, this is college radio. You got to be prepared for static and noise and all that stuff. We're not about pretty melodies here, you
That's
know?
Okay.
Sure we are.
We have those, too.
We do. We have a couple of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and do one for you right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do, man?
It's going to be all right.
What are we going to do, darling, my man?
We're going to do our single. This.
Oh.
We're going to do the single.
It's about time.
Yeah, we're going to do the single. And if you dig what you hear, you can easily obtain it at any online electronic music download resource. And I hope you like it, and I hope you buy like a million copies.
This one is my favorite song.
And then Yeah, if like a million people, like, you know, bought like one song, we would be like able to like come to your town and play. So yeah, maybe keep that in mind.
You could actually pay your bills,
huh?
Possibly.
No. No, we sound checked with this one, sir. Remember?
Polly's like, hey, man, we did this already.
We got to play this again? Yeah, we
got to play it again. Well, actually, it's been requested. Someone called in and they're like, yeah, we want to hear that Burning Bridges song again.
Oh, okay.
You remember?
Yeah,
that's it.
Bridges. All right, so this is the single, and it's called Bridges, and we hope you like it.
Never ever meant to make you cry. Never thought I would desert you. Never realizing the crashing sound of you. Burning bridges behind you. Tumbling, tumbling at your feet. Trying hard just to find you. Away. Want to fly, you have to see. New beginning on horizon, only possible sometimes through the sound. Burning bridges behind you, tumbling, tumbling at your feet. Trying hard just to find you, away from this moment I've already.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with the Kenny Hill Group. And that is your latest single, Burning Bridges.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The single.
All right. And you're going to be doing a video this Sunday at the Crowfoot.
That is correct, sir. Crowfoot. Right. Yes. That is November 6th. Yes.
November 6th.
Yes.
Pontiac.
We will be hitting the stage about 6:30. You want to get there a little early because probably going to be pretty full.
All ages are welcome.
Oh, it's certainly all ages.
When does the whole thing begin?
Doors are at 3?
Doors are at 3 p.m.
Okay.
It's approximately 10-band bill.
First band at 3:30, right?
First band at 3:30. Show will be over by midnight.
Okay.
Should be awesome. Awesome. And you can contact us in regards to access to that show if you'd like. You can reach us on Facebook at the Kenny Hill Group, or you can reach us individually at our artist pages, guitarist Kenny Hill on Facebook.
Or you can call us.
Yeah.
That works too.
Yeah, you can call us. You've got our number. Yeah.
It's 888 Kenny Hill.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I think we got time for one more.
Awesome.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
All right, let's see. We got one more?
One more.
Oh, I know what that's going to be then. Huh?
What's it going to be?
It's going to be Sea of Forgetfulness, right? What do you want to do? You don't want to do the sea? What do you want to do? Everyone loves the sea, baby. If Jeff's listening right now, Jeff Hennenberg's going to be very upset if we don't.
Would Jeff want to hear Sea of Forgetfulness or SMT?
He needs to call in and tell us, man. No one's even called in. We told people to call in. So I guess it's up to us, whatever we want to play.
The sea is kind of a long song.
Well, it can be.
Well, we can go as long as you want. It's just the podcast ends at a certain time.
So if you want to keep going, I
don't have a problem with that.
Let's give him some emotion. Let's give him
some emotion. We'll give him some emotions.
Yeah.
All right. Let me make sure.
Sweet.
Hopefully, we'll probably get on the outro of this song by the time the show is over. But that's okay. We enjoyed everyone listening. Hope you enjoyed what you heard. Download that single. If you liked what you heard anywhere online, come see us on Sunday. Friend us up on Facebook. You'll get all the updates. And someone's been telling me to stop with the and I'm working on it. I really am. But it's that dead space you're trying to avoid. So you know what I'm saying. So
I'm the DJ. That's my job to do that. You know?
True enough. I'll take it. That'll work. All right. So this next one is called The Sea of Forgetfulness. And it is an instrumental as well.